Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Filipino food can be healthy, can be fun, can be like all these things that it has so much range. And I think it's really cool to tap into that. And being in that diaspora, again, like you're adding layers and layers of complexity to it and nuance that I think it just gives me so much, like, I think drive as well to like continue making fun Filipino desserts and recipes.
Adobo chocolate chip cookies. Halo-halo baked Alaska. Chai leche flan. Ilan lang ang mga ito sa mga creative fusion recipes ng James Beard award-winning Filipino-American chef na si Abby Balingit. Kilalanin siya bago siya dumalo sa Melbourne Food and Wine Festival nitong Marso.
So I'm actually born and raised California in the Bay Area, and my parents moved from Pampanga to basically San Jose in the early 90s. And for the longest time, I lived with like in a very small house with like all my relatives, like 12 or 13 of us, like crammed in a really tiny place. But it was very nice. It's very, you know, classic kind of like immigration story of like, I was, you know, a first gen, but you know, I think my parents are very old school in a sense that they're very Filipino Catholic. They raised us with a lot of the kind of like morals and life lessons that they learned in the Philippines. And so I know there's always kind of like that culture clash, especially generational clash sometimes with us. But, you know, I'm really grateful for them always kind of telling me that, you know, I should always be proud of being Filipino and always like, you know, making it kind of top of mind that, yes, of course, first and foremost, I am Filipino above anything else.
Like you grew up with Filipino food.
Yes.
Like that was such a central part of you growing up. Can you tell me more about this? Like, was your mom cooking in the kitchen or your dad? Mm-hmm. Did you learn from them as well?
Yeah, I mean, for my parents, since both of them are actually from Pampanga, I know like Pampanga has such a history of like being a culinary capital in the Philippines. And I know like growing up, my Lolo and Lolas, they would also be cooking in the household. And so I just remember like specifically, I think, you know, one of my favorite kind of like meals that isn't like, you know, if people think of lumpia, people think of pancit and adobo, all like the party foods. But a lot of the times, like, I would just really crave, you know, you just steam the eggplant, have bagoong and, like, vinegar on the side and, like, fried tilapia or whatever fried fish you can, pompano sometimes if you can have it and stuff. And so that's, like, the core kind of, like, food I just remembered, like, all the time enjoying and having a lot of food that's, like, you know, if it, you know, smells kind of funky because it's fermented or, you know, and, you know, especially bagoong being so, like, pungent and, like, batis and stuff. Like, I think not shying away from that kind of stuff. Like, my parents were always like, you can't really afford to be picky. And so you have to try everything at least once. And so I really carried that into adulthood. And I'm very grateful for that point of view, because I think they never wanted to, I guess, like, Americanize our palates in a sense. Like, we would get that from school. Like, we would, you know, sneak the junk food and sneak all the things like you would eat day to day in the cafeteria. But there's really, you know, so much of the wonderful parts of living in California, especially in the Bay Area, is that it has such a rich Filipino-American community already. And so a lot of those foods that, you know, even the snacks like boy bawang and stuff like that, and, you know, like chicharron, and like, these are things that like kids are already eating and stuff. And so I didn't really feel uncomfortable eating Filipino food at school. And, you know, in that kind of, you know, traditional sense of, you know, sometimes you see that on TV. But no, I was really grateful for that kind of upbringing and community around me as I was growing up.
Actually, like with a lot of first gen, their first way of touching base with home or learning about their roots is really food.
Yeah.
It's central to our identity. So maybe you can talk about like your finding Filipino food for yourself.
I think for a while, like, I was kind of not baking as much as I used to. Like, I was, when I first started to bake, I was like 13 and just doing it for fun, like learning from baking blogs, learning from Food Network. And then I kind of stopped like into like adulthood, like early adulthood and stuff. And I think because of like the pace of life here, it was just so quick. And I wasn't, you know, I was like, you know, if I was cooking something, my go-to Filipino dishes would be Filipino spaghetti, or like even like sinigang, just like this, like staples that, okay, I can use mamacita, I can use like jufran, and I fall back on like the very familiar flavors of those things. But when you're cooking with roommates and you're baking with roommates, sometimes it's like hard to, you know, one, like have time and the space for all that stuff. And I think being forced to kind of like come to terms with, okay, like, My parents are far away. They're still in California. I'm in New York. And I don't know when I'm going to see them again. I don't know when I'm going to see the rest of my extended family again. And I think, like, looking inward of like, oh, like Filipino food feels like home to me. And for a while, I wasn't bringing that into my home, like by producing it myself. And I think coming to my own, especially like I was 25 at the time, 5 years ago, now six. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's been a while. But I felt definitely better about like, okay, I could order produce and stuff online. I could order bagoong online. Everything was so tough, but also since the internet and because of like the luxuries that we have, like it's so much easier to kind of, bring all those groceries, even if it was a little bit harder in the past. I thought it was harder to do, just like having to go to a different neighborhood or something to seek out those ingredients. Delivery made things a little bit easier. And so, a long story short, I was basically like, okay, like I want to introduce more Filipino flavors into the baking that was my comfort kind of stress reliever activity during the pandemic. And I was starting to post about it on my blog and, writing about it and just like posting on and sharing. And I think that really opened a lot of like doors for me because like my cookbook literary agent found me through there. And so it was a time, but it was also like a huge learning curve of like, okay, like I can call my mom and I can FaceTime her and like she can see if it looks kind of right. And I think that the lack of confidence I think I felt initially of like being afraid of not making something as well as my parents was hard. And I think I overcame that by just accepting that it was going to be a different. It was just all going to be different for whatever, for all intents and purposes, it was still good, just different.
There are some Filipinos who are kind of purists when it comes to our food. Did you get any pushback when it comes to your recipes or the things that you came up with?
If my parents, I think if they weren't so supportive, it'd be really hard for me because I think there were definitely people who don't, know me personally and, they read the book and it's very not like traditional Filipino recipes all the time. And so there's definitely like that modern twist that sometimes, some people are more accepting of others than others. And I've seen that online a lot. And, luckily in person, people are very nice most of the time to me. And so it's very like, I think there's like that push and pull of new generations sometimes versus old generations. And it's still continuing to be this conversation of like, I think that kind of the root of everything is like, we should support each other. We're all Filipinos. All the types of food that we have are you're gonna be different based on where we're living in the diaspora or in the motherland and everything. And so I think that acceptance comes with great innovation, and that's the exciting part about being in the Filipino food industry right now.
Did you find that it was easier to introduce these recipes to like the mainstream American audience or to the global audience? Just because Filipino cuisine is great and it's emerging. It's been emerging for a few years, but not a lot of people are familiar with it. So do you think that they became more accepting of the food or they understood it a lot more because of the twist that you gave them?
I mean, I think that it was nice that at least with the diff variety of recipes, there's something for kind of everyone. And I think people's frame of reference, p depending on, what their culture is, like their upbringing and everything, especially in America, I think it's super globalized with like all different people living here. That it is really nice that I think the book opened a lot of doors of people who maybe already had some, like even some people who might have some familiarity with like Filipino ingredients or like some dishes, iconic ones like adobo, like we discussed earlier, but just having a different kind of either medium, like sweet medium, or different American or westernized flavors, like in lieu of like some of the Filipino tropical ones, just swapping in and out. The kind of flexibility is nice because I think for some people it is daunting to be like, I'm going to tackle a traditional Filipino thing. But I will say, like, I think the one dish that I think people will remember me for forever maybe is the adobo chocolate chip cookie. And I'm very proud of that recipe. I think that was like the thing that we were talking about earlier of like bridging worlds and like making people feel comfortable with the frame of reference they already know. And I think a chocolate chip cookie is a universally loved kind of American Western treat and stuff. And but having adobo flavors like intentionally, interspersed in the cookie elements, like with bay leaf and soy sauce, a little bit of vinegar, pink peppercorns instead of black peppercorns, which isn't traditional, But having that little bit of spiciness and stuff is very, it was so fun to make that recipe. And it was also the kind of mentality that I have with, like, oh, thinking of color, and having a pink peppercorn has like that pop of color.
So maybe we can talk about your upcoming events for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival this March.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I've never been to Australia before. I'm so grateful. My friend Rain Cabral Lysico, she's the founder of Masterplan Global, and she actually brought me out to the Philippines last year in Jan in like February, March. And so this time around, she's bringing me and a whole lot of other Filipinos to different events at Melbourne Food and Wine. So actually, my first one is like on Friday, March 20th, and it's called Musings and Merienda. And so basically, it's like afternoon tea with a bunch of great Filipino pastries and even coffee, and like just like nice light bites. And then I have another event on Monday, March 23rd, which is the Mesa Filipina Supper Club, or Mesa Filipino, sorry. But like I was like so excited about it. And it has like different chefs from around the world, all Filipino as well. And two of them are actually Chef Lau and Chef Jack Ladigo. And at the restaurant Guevara's in the Philippines is where I had my event last year. So super excited about that. And then I have another thing, but I will mostly like this one, the Baker's Dozen. So that's like from March 28th through 29th. That's more so like a lot of different bakers all having like their baked goods available for purchase and everything at Fed Square. And I think I'll have the adobo chocolate chip cookies for that one.
So maybe as a final question, so
Yes.
what does Filipino food represent in your life? What does it
Oh my
mean to you?
gosh. Oh, such a good question. It's everything to me. I feel like without Filipino food, especially the, it's at the end of the day, it's like the people that are making the food and people that are, writing about the food and people that are, like advertising and promoting the food out into the world. Like without that, like it would, I think my life would be super empty. And I think when you think about food as a way of like, as only just like a means of like nourishment. And sometimes you only, if people just think about food for what it is, just like nutrients and carbohydrates and protein or whatever it is, like it becomes devoid of like the joy of the food and like the meaning of it all kind of gets lost. But that I think it just gives me so much, like I think drive as well to like continue making fun Filipino desserts and recipes, because I think there's so much more to be done. And I think that's the thing that keeps me going is like I just don't want it to end. So I'm really grateful for what Filipino food is in my life right now.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.